This topic is epidemiological designs, and there are a lot of them, and we will present some of them during this lecture. The ones we will say something about will be the descriptional studies. Ecological studies is a subgroup of these studies, and the cross-sectional and case control studies, and some words also on cohort studies. A descriptive study is a simple description of health status, first step in an epidemiological investigation. You want to find something out, and you have to count and find, according to a description, how many there are in a population. It's often done by a National Center for Health Statistics. And they may be based on mortality information, and you may group them by sex and age and other factors. And you will later find a link between exposure and effect, but that is outside this way of doing studies. The quality of the death certificates is crucial in counting this type of health data. If you here look at this map of the world, we have here depicted the child mortality per 1,000 births. And you can see that the child mortality is very low in the most industrialized countries and is higher in Southeast Asia and in Africa. And there are many reasons why child mortality is different in different countries. And you can discuss this with your colleagues, why there must be such a difference. But I will show you that this difference is also present within countries. Here we have a slide of the maternal mortality rate in different developed countries. And you can see from 1990 to 2013, there is a decrease in all these countries except the United States. And you will see in the next slide that there is, within the United States, is a great difference between the risk of maternal mortality when you count people according to race. Sorry to say, in blacks in the United States, the maternal mortality rate is much higher than in the other groups. And you can discuss which political and health development reasons there are of this development. If we think about ecological studies, which are very much like the descriptives. They are also called correlational studies. And they may, like the descriptives, generate hypotheses. You can not ascertain a cause, but you can get hypotheses which you can study further. The study targets are groups of people. For instance, the occurrence of high rates of a cancer type in one municipality was found to be linked to contamination of water beside a metal producing plant. And you will often then find that the cases you observe may be confounded by other factors which are important in generating disease. And, for instance, smoking is such a confounder in studies. And socioeconomic factors may also be, as we saw in the difference in the United States of the maternal mortality rate according to race. So, if you do such an ecological study, you may suspect that there is a connection between diseases and some happening in the society. You have to consider which might be the confounders, other factors which may be important when you study such a connection. If you compare traffic accidents and road quality, they may reveal great differences. Why does not better roads give fewer accidents? They might in some circumstances, but often they do not. And the culprits may be, you have to think a little bit over this, and you will find out that if the roads are better, people drive faster. And if you drive faster, the risk of accidents is also increased. But on the other hand, in some societies, the quality of the cars is getting higher. So that will reduce the risk even if you have an accident. If we think about what we call cross-sectional studies, they are measures of the prevalence of disease at one point in time. Exposure and effect are then measured simultaneously. It's easy and it's inexpensive to perform. It's helpful in determining the healthcare needs of a population, and they may be repeated, a cross-sectional study may be repeated, and then you will observe trends in the development of diseases. They are also called prevalence studies. Then you have the case control studies. They are used to investigate the causes of disease, often rare diseases. You compare persons with a disease with suitable controls, persons with the same age, sex, and ethnicity or other characteristics. They are longitudinal studies comparing exposure in the past with disease occurrence at present. So you compare cases who were exposed or not exposed with controls who were exposed or not exposed to some factor. All the cases with disease must be found in the population. This may be tricky, but you have to use resources to find all the cases. Otherwise, your statistics will be bad. How do you find your controls? The controls are persons without the disease. And you often, if there are few cases, you try to find at least the double number of controls who are comparable on most observable side factors, and it's best if only new cases are enrolled in the case control study. Case control studies estimate the relative risk compared to the controls and not the absolute incidence of disease. Here you have a measure of this type of risk by the odds ratio. If, as we do here, we have a number, we have done a study of the exposure to asbestos in people smoking or not smoking. And the exposure to asbestos, if you see this in the line here, among them you have disease in 50 and no disease in 11. When you look at the people who do not smoke, you have much less exposure, and in total, when you calculate, you use the arrows. You find the odds ratio by multiplying 40 by 41 by 50 and divide it by 11 and 16, and you get an odds ratio of 11.6. That means that in this case, the risk of getting a disease if you smoke is 11 times higher than among those not smoking. This was the way we found out that the asbestos exposure at a factory at Slemstad in outside Oslo was highest in the workers smoking.